Ephesians 3:14, it says, "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you," put your name in there, "that He would grant the Rhema dreamers, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man." Do you need your inner man strengthened this morning? "That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that the dreamers, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that the dreamers may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is what?
Able.
Now to Him who is what?
Able.
To Him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in Christ, in the church by Jesus Christ, to all generations forever and ever. Amen." So this is Paul's second prayer in Ephesians, that we should pray for ourselves, for our family, for our churches, for our student body. Amen. And the dean did an amazing job breaking down the first prayer, but we just want to touch on some of the highlights in this prayer. And specifically, the highlight that God is able. Can I get any kind of amen?
Amen.
Can I buy an amen? God is able. I hope to convince you over the next few hours that God is able to accomplish whatever He asks you to do. If it's God's vision for your life, there will be His provision to take care of it. Where God guides, I promise you, I'm going to prove to you today, He always supplies. He's not going to ask you to do something He's not going to take care of. If the vision for your life is a little bit big and a little bit scary, believe me, God, if He asks you to do it, He's going to take care of it. He's got the resources. How many know God has got the resources? He's got the finances ready for you. He'll meet every need that you have. Now, the New King James in Ephesians 3:20, it says, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." The NIV says it like this: "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine." In other words, if you can dream it up, He can take care of it according to His power that is at work within us. The New Century Version says this: "With God's power working in us, God can do much, much more." Everyone just say that. Much,
much,
much more than anything we can ask or imagine. If you can dream it up, am I talking to any dreamers this morning? If you can dream it up, God is able to take care of it. No matter what you face when you leave this place, I'm telling you, God is going to take care of you. Can you say amen? If He asks you to pioneer a church, He's able. If He asks you to go to Africa, He's able. If He asks you to go to Greece, He's able. If He asks you to go to Guatemala, He's able. Whatever He asks you to do, He's able on the inside of you to take care of everything that you need. Now we're going to try to teach just a little bit this morning. Amen. I'm trying to hold myself down. We'll probably flame on at some point. The word able comes from the Greek word dunamai. Write that down. I'm sure the dean's going to go back over these. But able comes from the Greek word dunamai, similar to the Greek word dunamis. Dunamis, you know where that comes from, don't you? Dynamite, Acts where? Acts 1:8, "You shall have power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you." So dunamis is supernatural, miraculous power. Dunamai means to be able or possible due to the mighty power that makes anything possible. Now, we saw on Friday where God stopped the planet. So how many know if He can stop the planet, anything is possible? Amen. Come on, if He can stop the planet, He can get you to Africa and back, right? Amen. If He can stop the planet, He can help you plant your storefront church or whatever it is. Amen? Amen. And then the word exceedingly comes from the Greek word huper, H-U-P-E-R. It means over and above. Whatever we can dream up, He's going to do over and above. Aren't you glad? When you are faithless, He's faithful. Even when you think small, He thinks big. If you can just think a little bit, if you can just imagine something, He's going to do much more than you can think. But He's got to start somewhere. He's got to start with your faith. And this is even a faith message, because when you're thinking, when you're imagining, that's faith. And He's going to do exceedingly over and above what you can dream up. God can do exceedingly, abundantly, excessively, exceptionally, unusually, more. Did you get all those? Above even your wildest thoughts and dreams, if you can dream it, God can do it. And then the word abundantly comes from the Greek word ek. It means excessive, heartily, and I love this word, heavenly. Abundantly, if you look it up in the Greek, it has the word heavenly. Abundantly has the word heavenly. So if you see the word abundantly in the Bible, know that the word heavenly is on the inside of that word. So in other words, what does that tell you? What it tells me, if heaven's got it, I can have it. That's what it tells me. If heaven doesn't have a lot, how many know heaven doesn't have any sick folks, right? Amen. Heaven doesn't have any poor folks, right? Amen. Heaven doesn't have a bad side of town, right? Amen. If heaven's got it, the word abundantly means I can have it, praise God. And then He says, abundantly above all we ask or think. Ask means to crave, to desire, to require. By implication, to search for something hidden. Ask means I don't have it yet, but by God, I'm dreaming it up and I'm believing God can do it and I'm going to ask, praise God. Ask means to search for something hidden, and we're going to talk about that later on. I know where I'm going this morning. Amen. It means to request favor and to demand something due. How many know that you've got to ask? One of the problems with Christians is they are afraid to ask. As a pastor, you know, it gets so frustrating to deal with people that have such a small mindset, and they are afraid to ask God for anything. They have such a narrow mindset, they don't feel like they're worthy of anything. And you got to preach that nonsense out of them. Come on. God, Jesus died so that we could have an abundant life. Amen. Amen. I know it's going to be awesome up there, but He also wants it to be awesome down here, praise God. Amen. And so you got to get it in their head. Let me ask you this question. Who is called or feels like they're called to some degree into full-time ministry? Let me see your hands. I want to know who I'm talking to. Praise God. If keep your hands up if you feel led to preach, teach in some capacity or another. All right, praise God. That wasn't a trick question. Just want to know who I'm talking to. So you know what? You got to get it in them. And James chapter 4, 2 says, you have not because you don't ask. Come on. And you can preach every Wednesday night just trying to get your church to start asking. What are you asking for? You wonder why nothing's going on in your life, because you're not asking for anything. Come on, even myself, as I always used to say in my churches, you know, from the pulpit to the pew, you know, we're talking to all of us, amen? You know what, we got to be people that are willing to ask and ask big. What's it going to hurt for you to ask big. If you've got a desire in your heart, if something is sparked in your heart, what's it going to hurt for you to ask God? It's going to do nothing but encourage God that you're somebody that's full of faith. Praise God. Somebody said, well, I'm not ready. Well, I don't care if you are ready or not. I don't want you to get out ahead of God, but you can start asking. You can start talking to God about it. You can start praying about it, saying, God, I don't want to get out ahead of you. I don't want to start too early, but this is what's on the inside of me. If this is from you, God, I want you to help me accomplish this thing. And He's going to do, what's He going to do? He's going to do exceedingly. I got one amen. Abundantly. I got three amens. Above all you can ask or think. But you got to ask. In Luke, it says, Luke 11:9, it says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened for you. But you got to ask. And in Luke 11:13, He says, if you being evil will give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to you who ask? You got to ask, praise God. And in John 14:13, Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in my name, whatsoever, what's He going to do? Is He going to think about it? John 14:13, whatsoever you ask in my name, if you're worthy, if you've lived right that week, huh? He says, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, if you keep reading, it talks about also doing what He's asked you to do in the Word of God. Amen. But continuing in Ephesians, He says that He's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that works in us. The word think means to exercise your mind. Wouldn't that be something if we exercise our mind just a little bit? They say we only use a small percentage of our mind, right? It says He will do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. And it means to exercise your mind. But in order to exercise our mind, we've got to think God's thoughts. And if we're going to be thinking God's thoughts, we've got to be praying the Ephesians prayer, the first prayer over our lives. Amen? Look at it for just a moment, if you would. Ephesians 1:17. We're going to continue to water a little bit of what the dean has already planted. And guess who's going to give the increase? I said, who's going to give the increase?
God.
Can I say this while you're turning there? Somebody say, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Y'all need to absorb everything these teachers are giving you for the rest of the year. I've been visiting these classes, and I got that in my spirit a few weeks ago, and I wanted to bring it up. Amen. I want to bring it up right now while I'm thinking about it. Just because it's spring, just because summer's coming, don't shut down. Continue to absorb what is coming off this pulpit. Amen? And not only are they teaching what they've gotten before, the Holy Ghost is going to speak directly to you. Amen? And my main point is, you raised your hand that you want to be in full-time ministry. When you get out of here, you are going to need to pull back from what you received here. I don't even have time to tell you today about my first church experience. But if I had not have gone to Rhema, I would have been immediately taken out of the ministry. It was such a difficult situation. I would not have survived if I had not come to Rhema Bible Training College.